Greece's new caretaker cabinet took office Thursday. Senior Judge Panagiotis Pikramenos, shown here in the centre, will head an emergency government of professors, technocrats and politicians through a turbulent month until repeat elections on June the 17th. In Greece and across Europe, there's a growing feeling that the coming weeks could decide Greece's future in the Eurozone.
I don't have any hope anymore. Regardless of what happens, I think that things are just going to get worse.
With Greek depositors withdrawing hundreds of millions worth of euros from local banks, the European Central Bank has stopped offering loans to some Greek banks it does not consider solvent. But both politicians and analysts are cautioning against fears of a run on Greek banks. Theodore Krintas is a market analyst with Attica Wealth.
I would expect that the population will be quietly doing what it's been doing the previous days. In other words, some of the Greek citizens are afraid and are taking slowly a part of the portion of the money, but I'm not expecting a bank run.
Many Greeks say another election will simply prolong the agony. Dionysios Dimitrakopoulos, a senior lecturer at Birkbeck College, University of London, says there is a danger of the same poll producing the same result.
Everybody, as we say in Greece, will have to add some water to the wine. In other words, to see consensus, you cannot build consensus without moving away from your original position.
Spain saw its borrowing costs rise sharply as fears grow over contagion across southern Europe. Shares in the Spanish bank Bankia, which is being bailed out by the government, plummeted Thursday after a newspaper report said customers had withdrawn more than 1 billion euros in just a week. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.